Preparation for the lesson in tens.
From the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 16. Okay. Or 15, I think. It is man's nature to cherish and appreciate the quality of bestowal, while it is disdained, while to despise and clothe reception from one's friend. Hence, when one comes to one's friend's house and he, the host, invites him for a meal, he, the guest, will decline even if he's very hungry, since in his eyes it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Yet when his friend sufficiently implores him until it is clear that he will do his friend a big favor by eating, he agrees to eat, and he no longer feels that he is receiving a gift and that his friend is a giver. On the contrary, he, the guest, is the giver, doing his friend a favor by receiving this good from him. Thus you find that although hunger and appetite are vessels of reception designated to eating, and that that person had sufficient hunger and appetite to receive his friend's meal, he still could not taste a thing due to the shame. Yet, as his friend implored him and he rejected him, new vessels for eating began to form in him. Since the power of his friend's pleading and the power of his own rejection, as they accumulated, finally accumulated into a sufficient amount that turned the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. In the end, he saw that by eating, he would do a big favor and bring great contentment to his friend by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him. Now it is considered that his power of rejection has become the essential kli in which to receive the meal and not the hunger and appetite, even though they are actually the usual vessels of reception. So our first question for the workshop is, how do spiritual actions occur in us and where do they exist? Again, how do spiritual actions occur in us, take place in us, and where do they exist?
Like in the parable, as soon as a person starts playing around with his nature, playing in the ten, utilizing all the situations that the Creator gives him for the purpose of advancement, ascendance, equivalence formed with the Upper One, regardless of if it's states of negative emotions, anger, through all these states, you try to gradually ask for the reforming light and to rise by so doing, then we actually rewrite this parable, either to go according to my own nature, my mind and reason, or to invest in the ten and to go there.
Exactly. Each moment anew, we're making a scrutiny over our attitude to the Upper One. Where is our pleasure? Is it in the belly? And where could we have pleasure from the right attitude towards the host? And the field of work is for us in the relations between us. As much as we try all the time to rise above what is good for us, to thoughts about what is good for the friends.
Yes, all of spirituality is between me and the friends, in how it relates to the friends, and in how successful I am in how much I want to come out of myself, and how much I want to live your deficiencies.
Yes, all of the spiritual happening is in a man's attitude towards the Ten, towards the group, and the connection between the friends, their spirituality is revealed.
In thought and concern for others, which primarily, that's the Ten, there I come out of myself and begin to receive the first sensation of bestowal, the first sensation of the Creator that's filling up the connections between us.
Yes, spirituality exists in the relations between us, in the Ten, and later on, these relations should spread in our group, in Bnei Baruch, and really all over the world. And the ideal relations or relationship is the quality of bestowal, which is our northern star, it's our compass.
Yes, the stars are in the heavens, and not in the Ten, they're only the direction until the Creator wants, hears the prayer, our need, necessity, and gives us some of that.
And the essence of the work, most of the work, happens inside of the heart, in our attitude towards each other. What I discover or reveal towards the friends, and what the friends reveal towards me. And each such thing is a fuel for prayer, for turning to the Upper One, so that He will connect between us.
Yes, so it turns out that I cannot perform a spiritual action alone. I can't even come close, unless I'm tied to you somehow, to the friends.
We're now entering a lesson, and we want to extract the most of it. So our second question for the workshop is, what does it mean to study with the heart? What does it mean to study with the heart?
And also say it's to learn with a lack, with desire, to come to the study after having undergone some scrutiny by ourselves and finding that I want the quality of bestowal, that I'm far from it, I don't have it in my nature, but I really do want to attain it very much, and for that to be the quality that will govern me.
Yes, it means that we need to come with a scrutinized desire of what is it that we now want from our common time together, and to decide together on the common goal. Apparently it is to come closer between us, because as we come closer, we bring contentment to the Creator, and we create that place so that through us light can pass on to all the dwellers of humanity. And then we focus only on that. We constantly ask about that. We want to feel the connection between us and the Creator, that who is in the connection between us any moment during the lesson and in life in general.
As I've said yesterday, that Rav Ash told him that the most of the wisdom of Kabbalah is an emotional study, emotional learning. And so that's how we need to try and scrutinize it, and not to try, not to be surprised by the fact that perhaps it's unclear and that we're in search. The search is good. We need to support one another and to remind each other that the learning is emotional. So as we study the preface now.
Studying with the heart, I guess that's studying with a great hope that due to the study, this power will come and change my nature, change my heart, that for the time being feels nothing other than reception and myself, so it will feel the friends, feel even a little bit what does it mean to give to them, to bestow to them, so that nature will change.
And from here, to annul and to adhere to the love, to the teacher during the study and to want that what's written, what we're learning, will be in our hearts. There is no other way to learn with the heart except annulment before Rav. You just want to want for everything we read, everything we learn, everything he says, to want it to also be in us.
Like yesterday, the final song in the Yeshivat Chaverim, this is the time just to ask. So we have to ask from the bottom of our heart to truly want to feel the friends and the deficiency and ask for that deficiency to be in this very emotional, very internal work. And we will succeed.
Kavel Hashem Chazak Ve'Yametz Libecha